We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's tales are Goldie Squawks and the Three Bears, and Hansel and Gretel's House of Fruit. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight we will listen to two tasty fairy tales. In our first feature, we will meet a pesky little parrot named Goldie Squawks, who can't seem to stay out of trouble. What will Three Bears think after Goldie Squawks stops by? Let's find out and begin our first feature now. Goldie Squawks and the Three Bears. There once was a parrot named Goldie Squawks.
Hi!
She had golden wings and long, colorful tail feathers. She was also completely obnoxious. One day, Goldie Squawks was flying around the forest when she spotted a lovely little treehouse. Little did she know, this house belonged to a family of three bears, who at that very moment were out for their morning walk. Goldie Squawks burst through the door of the treehouse.
What? Gee, I'm starving. I wonder what there is to eat around here.
Just then, Goldie Squawks spotted three bowls of porridge sitting on top of the dining room table. She went over and tried some porridge from the largest bowl first.
This porridge is very bland. I'll have to add some black pepper.
So Goldie Squawks proceeded to shake the pepper shaker frantically over the large bowl of porridge. Then she took a bite and sneezed.
Achoo! This porridge is no good at all. Why don't I take a taste from the medium-sized bowl?
So Goldie Squawks took a bite of porridge from the medium bowl.
This porridge has no flavor. I'm gonna have to add a bit of salt.
Goldie Squawks picked up the salt shaker with her feet and proceeded to empty out the entire shaker onto the medium bowl of porridge.
Wow, yuck! This porridge is way too salty. I guess I will have to try a bite from this little bowl of porridge. But first, I'm going to add a teeny bit of sugar.
Goldie Squawks took a small spoonful of sugar and mixed it into the little bowl of porridge. Then she took a bite.
Hey, this is just right. I'm a fabulous chef.
After Goldie Squawks ate the entire small bowl of porridge, she decided it was time for a nap. Goldie Squawks flew up into the bedroom where she saw three beds. She decided to try out the largest bed first.
This mattress is too hard. Maybe I should take out a few of the springs.
So Goldie Squawks tore the mattress apart with her beak. She pulled out a bunch of the springy coils. Then she laid down on the large bed.
This isn't very cozy. How about I try out the medium-sized bed.
Goldie Squawks flew over to the next bed.
This bed is too darn soft. I'm gonna have to pull out a bunch of the fluff from inside the mattress.
Goldie Squawks ripped the medium bed apart. She tore out the fluffy stuffing from inside the mattress. Then she laid down and tried to get comfy.
This mattress won't work for me either. I guess I will try out the very small bed instead.
So, Goldie Squawks did just that. She laid down on the little bed.
This bed is just right. And now I'm very sleepy after all the hard work I've been doing around here.
Soon, Goldie Squawks fell fast asleep. Just then, the family of bears arrived home and sat down to eat their porridge. First, Papa Bear took a big bite out of his big bowl.
Achoo! Someone has been eating my bowl of porridge, and they put pepper in it.
Then, Mama Bear took a medium-sized bite from her medium bowl of porridge.
Ew, yuck! Someone has been eating my porridge, and they added way too much salt.
Then, Baby Bear went to take a small bite out of his small bowl, but cried,
and they ate it all up.
The three bewildered bears marched up into the bedroom. Papa Bear went to his large bed.
Someone was in my bed, and they tore it to pieces. There are mattress springs all over the place.
Then Mama Bear ran over to her medium-sized bed.
Someone has been in my bed, too. They ripped it apart, and now there's fluffy stuffing everywhere.
Then Baby Bear ran over to his little bed and cried,
someone has been in my bed, too, and they're still asleep.
Just then, Goldie Squawks woke up.
Hey there, bears. Hope you enjoyed the improvements that I made to your bowls of porridge and to your beds. Well, sorry I can't stay long, but I must be going now.
Hold it right there,
said Papa Bear. The three bears sat down with Goldie Squawks and had a nice long chat. In order to make up for all the damage that Goldie Squawks had caused, Papa, Mama, and Baby Bear agreed that she should do some chores around the house.
Under close supervision, of course.
Okay.
After spending some time together, Goldie Squawks and the three bears became very good friends. They would even have Goldie Squawks over to eat porridge. But they would always be sure to hide the salt and pepper shakers first. For our second feature, we will hear a story about Hansel and Gretel. They are all grown up now and live on a fruit farm. Now they need to find a clever way to get fruit to the children during the cold winter months. Whatever will they do? Let's find out and begin our second feature now. Hansel and Gretel's House of Fruit. Hansel and Gretel were all grown up and had a garden of delicious fruits. Hansel worked hard in the garden, and Gretel would haul all of the ripe, delicious fruit to sell at the fruit stand. Sadly, very few children would come to eat the fruit. Hansel and Gretel didn't know what to do. One day, Gretel came up with a spectacular idea.
Let's build a little house and decorate it with all of our fruit.
That sounds like a great idea, Gretel. Then little kids from all over will play in the house and snack on all of our delicious fruit.
So Hansel and Gretel built a little house. It was the perfect size for children. And because it was the springtime, they covered the walls with spring berries. There were blueberries on the door, strawberries all over the sides, and blackberries and raspberries up on the roof. Soon, little children from all over came to snack on the berries and play in the house. It was a springtime success. After the spring came the summer, and new fruits were placed on the house. Hansel grew delicious pineapple and great big watermelons in the garden. Gretel picked several ripe and juicy mangoes from the tree. Then they carefully cut all the summer fruits into slices and placed them onto the house. Again, children came from all over to snack on the summer fruits and play in the house. It was a summer fruit celebration. Next came the fall season. The house was decorated with yummy pears. On the roof, Gretel placed sweet red apples and sour green apples. Word was spreading near and far. Little children came from all over to eat the apples and pears. They loved playing in the house. Hansel and Gretel's House of Fruit was becoming a famous attraction. But then came the winter season. The fruit garden was covered with snow, and the fruits were no longer growing on the trees.
Oh no, Hansel! How will we decorate the house for the winter? All the little children will be expecting fruit this winter season.
It would be such a shame to let down the children. But don't worry, Gretel, I think I have an idea.
Hansel ran down to the cellar. He came back up with baskets full of dried fruits and nuts that they had grown in the garden during the spring, summer, and fall seasons. Then Hansel and Gretel adorned the little house with dried apricots, figs, and raisins. They even added a few walnuts and pecans for an extra special treat. Then the snow began to fall and dusted the fruit with lovely sweet snowflakes. Children traveled from all over to see the beautiful snow-covered fruit house. They loved eating the delightful dried fruits and nuts. Not only did they play in the house, but some of the children built their own little houses and sculptures out of the snow. They decorated their snow designs with dried fruits and nuts. Hansel and Gretel's yard turned into a winter wonderland. This made the two fruit gardeners very happy indeed. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's double feature presentation. If you want to support the show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.